can't be what they can't see. So they need to see blacks in position of ownership, excellence, and success.
While many organizations closed their doors during the pandemic, Black Wall Street Grand Rapids launched in the midst of the surge. Debuting in June of 2020, the group aims to acquire and develop real estate to build black business districts in West Michigan, something they call an alternative to gentrification.
In 2015, we were the second worst city economically for blacks in the USA. So we are actively and intentionally looking to be a solution to that particular crisis. We want to be a world-class city. We want to change the narrative of the tale of two cities that we've had historically.
Preston Sain, the organization's president, co-founder, and director, said the theory comes from the original Black Wall Street in Tulsa, Oklahoma, which operated as a thriving black business district before it was destroyed in the Tulsa Massacre of 1921 by white rioters. However, he says this time he wants groups of all backgrounds to come together.
The black dollar circulated within the community multiple times before it ever left. We kind of want to recreate that reality, but this time with diversity and inclusion, as there is no segregation this time around.
Black Wall Street Grand Rapids announced a $100 million capital campaign over the next 16 years in recognition of the 100-year anniversary of the Tulsa Massacre and in honor of the 16 years of wealth the business owners built. The hope is to secure financial commitments of $62,500 per year from participating groups. Sain says elevating black business isn't segregation, but rather an opportunity for inclusion and city growth as a whole. I'm Kylie Ambu.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.